Presenting Know Your History.
Monthly hip-hop knowledge with Chase March.
A production of Dope FM and the word is bond.com.
Now you're learning. And if you don't know your history, I know you're fake.
Today is a very special day. We are celebrating the birth of hip-hop culture, and we're doing it big with 24 hours of programming dedicated to hip-hop here on Radio Western. It's Word Up 2018, and we're going to get things started with a little bit of a history on why today, August 11th, is hip-hop's birthday. Last year, this date exploded onto the scene with a pretty historic interactive Google Doodle. Now, you've probably seen these when you go online. Google puts illustrations to celebrate anniversaries and birthdays. And they did this one last year, and it's pretty creative. There's some problems with it, though, that I'll get to on the other side. But this is the Google Doodle from 2017, celebrating the 44th birthday of hip-hop.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Fab Five Freddy, direct from New York City. Today, we're celebrating one of the most important innovations in hip-hop music, the break. On August 11, 1973, a DJ named Kool Herc threw a back-to-school party in the boogie-down Bronx that changed music as we know it. Using two turntables, he extended the instrumental break, allowing people to dance longer, a style that came to be known as breakdancing. Next came the MC, or the master of ceremonies, who added rhymes over the beat to get the party going and flowing. In the years since DJ Kool Herc's first party, hip-hop culture has become a major force across music, dance, art, fashion, and a whole lot more. On this historic anniversary, we're inviting you to join the celebration and be the DJ with two turntables and a crate full of hot records. Come on, y'all, let's get this party started.
You are listening to Know Your History, episode 78, the monthly documentary series I do where we explore hip-hop in depth and detail. And you just heard the Google Doodle from last year, the 44th birthday of hip-hop culture. And it was really cool to see people interacting with that because you could actually take two records with breakbeats and mix them and blend them. And there was a mixer there. And it was quite the experience that had a lot of people in my timeline and feeds going off about how cool that was. But there were some mistakes in it. And as a hip-hop historian, I just wanted to clear some of those up. First off, Kool Herc did not throw a back-to-school jam on August 11th, 1973. It was his sister, Cindy Campbell. So she effectively is the first hip-hop promoter. Davy D interviewed her, so let's take a little snippet of that interview. Thanks, Davy D, for letting me run this again. And explain how this historic jam that became known as the birth of hip-hop started. So here's Davy D with Cindy Campbell.
Davy D hanging out with you this afternoon. We're in New York City, and we are talking to somebody, an unsung heroine. But when we talk about hip-hop, we know the story of Kool Herc. But there is always a woman that stands alongside and usually behind, holding up the man that is taking credit or getting the bows and accolades. And we wanted to talk to the first woman of hip-hop, Cindy Campbell, the sister of Kool Herc. Now, we always heard the story about her doing that first party at 1520 Cedric Avenue, and you were the person that put this thing together. Let's talk about it. We've always heard Herc's perspective. Let's hear your perspective of how that party, that infamous party back in 1973 came about, or 74 came about.
No, maybe it was 73.
Oh, we're 73. Oh, no, you know, I'm thinking the Universal Zulu Nation 74.
Oh, okay.
Right, but talk about that party. Well, talk about the dates when it started and how it went about.
Okay, that came about because I wanted to get some back-to-school clothes, and I was working at the time for the Neighborhood Youth Corps, and the money that we were getting paid wasn't enough, so I had to think of a way, how can I increase my money, and I saw a way to do it by having a party in the recreation room at 1520 Cedric Avenue, and I went down to ask about it. It was only $25 to rent the room, but my father had to sign for it, which he did. So that's my money being put together.
But how old were you at that time?
Well, Davey, I want to let you know I was. I was a teenager.
Okay. That's how you do it. Okay.
We were all teenagers at that time. So it came up, and Herc had a sound system, but all that equipment was in his room. He used to work with my father, because my father used to play for different events for his friends, you know, and other people. So I'm thinking, how can I cut my costs? Because I have to have the music. That's the main thing when you have your party. You got to have the music. So I said, well, it'll be free because I don't have to pay for it.
That's a story that gets forgotten. So props to Cindy Campbell for being the first hip-hop promoter. She got her brother, DJ Kool Herc, to DJ the event so she could raise some money for some back-to-school clothes. It was done in the community room of her apartment building with parental supervision. And that is the first hip-hop jam and the birth of the culture. Now, I have a bit of a problem with any genre of music having a birthday. And I know when that Google Doodle came out, I was mad at first. I was like, man, hip-hop's birthday, there's no such thing. Because hip-hop came together and coalesced as a culture a lot later and a lot earlier, depending on how you look at this. I'm saying later because at that time when DJ Kool Herc was throwing down that historic party, there was no name to what he was doing. Rap music wasn't even a genre back then, and this is just kind of the precursor of hip-hop and what it would become. So if we want to talk about hip-hop as a culture, that term probably didn't exist until 5 years later. About 1978, as one of the stories goes, Keith Cowboy Wiggins, member of Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, has been credited with coining the term hip-hop. The story goes that a buddy of his was joining the U.S. Army and in teasing fashion, trying to mimic the cadence of marching soldiers, he would say hip, hop, hip, hop. And that may be the origin of hip hop as a term. In 1982, Stephen Hagar published a piece in the Village Voice. He used the term hip hop in that story. And he says, in another 5 years, hip hop could be considered the most significant artistic achievement of the decade. Man, did he hit the nail on the head with that one. African Bambaataa, who along with DJ Kool Herc and Grandmaster Flash are the founding fathers of hip-hop, said that he chose the name hip-hop because of the cliches brothers were using in their rhymes. Love Bug Starsky, Keith Cowboy, you can hear that term, and the hip-hop, the hibbity-da-hibbity, you can hear that in the Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight. So African Bambaataa said, I like the sound of what they were saying. And when the media come to speak to me, because we would have called it the go-off, the boyoying, the scat rap, all that type of stuff. But I like the sound. I said, this is hip. And when you feel that music, you gotta hop to it. So that's why we called it hip-hop. All right, let's play a song right now. And let's do this from the master, the grandmaster, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. And on the other side, I will tell you about how that Google Doodle got something wrong in it if you were looking at the image, because they were talking about Kool Herc, but they showed one of the techniques that Grandmaster Flash invented. I'll just get to it on the other side. This is Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five birthday party.
Beep, beep, you and the crew, hold it. Yeah, that's us, we band, we back. And we want y'all to know we're getting into a birthday thing. Now I want everybody to put your hand up in there if you got a birthday. Now I don't care if it already came. Or if it already done passed, everybody say happy!
Happy!
Birthday!
Birthday!
Woo! Goody, goody! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Yeah, right! Party, party, party!
Woo! Woo!
42nd Street.
Hey, y'all, I'm having a ball. I hope you're doing fine. Because any time is a happy time for a birthday party rhyme.
Now everybody get up.
Hey y'all, I'm having a ball. I hope you're doing fine. Because any time is a happy time for a birthday party rhyme.
You don't need no invitation. There's a party going on throughout the nation. Don't get excited.
But it's going to be
the best birthday party.
All the guys better find the girl, cause if you stay apart, we're gonna move and groove until we prove that we're gonna shake and break your heart.
That was Grandmaster Flash in the Furious 5 birthday party, and we are having a birthday party all day long on your radio airwaves right now with Word Up 2018. We are celebrating hip-hop's birthday, which is August 11th, 1973. Last year they had a Google Doodle. It was interactive, and I played it earlier in the show. And if you saw that, you would have seen the records were marked. And that is not something Kool Herc did. In fact, the way we know breakbeats now, how you can play one and then you can have two copies of the record, so when the break is over, the short little section of the record, you can immediately play it on the other record and extend a break. Well, Kool Herc did that, but he didn't mark where the break started and ended, and it was a little haphazard how he would do it. It wasn't always on time. And Grandmaster Flash saw that and said, wait, there's a way I can make those always on time. And he came up with what is known as the clock theory. And that is what is seen in that Google Doodle. There's marks on the record. He did it with a crayon originally. Some DJs do it with stickers now. There's all sorts of different ways you can see where the sound is on the record. Even if you'll sometimes, with your Serato vinyl, where Serato, the word, is in the middle of the record. You can use that as a visual clue. But I'm going to let Grandmaster Flash explain it a little bit better in his own words.
With every great song, my analogy was, is a great part. So what I did was, I went to Arts and Crafts store and I got crayons. And in getting these crayons, let's just take, for example, the song we're going to use is Good Times by Chic. So what I had to do is I had to find out where the break was so that I can get to it immediately without thinking. So what I would do is, in my bedroom, I'm going to play it out loud so that you can understand. I would look for the break, search for the break, search for the break. I would do this in my bedroom, of course. The good, right above, let's just say, because this song is on Atlantic Records, so it's right above the A on Atlantic Records. And what I would do is I would take a mark. And this was super duper hell no way. When DJs see me do this, I was hated. I would do it gently. And then I got point A. Point B was this. So now I have the neighborhood, which is circular, and I have the point of start. And I would do this on both sides. So now, proper talk of the turntables, proper tracking of the stylus, peekaboo cue system, I can hear before you could hear. And now I have my marks of where things are. They call it turntablism today. The way that this works, I call it math. Mathematically, what I had to figure out is how many times does the center line, the intersecting line, pass the tone arms? One, two, three, four. No headphones. One, two, three, four.
That was Grandmaster Flash, one of the innovators in hip-hop turntablism and DJ technique. So in the Google Doodle celebrating hip-hop's birthday, when they showed that small little mark on a turntable and said, Kool Herc invented hip-hop, that's not exactly true. Kool Herc was one of the founding fathers of hip-hop, and what he did by isolating the breakbeats and bringing in the Jamaican style of toasting and getting MCs to work with him, that was the start of hip-hop in a lot of ways. But it wasn't the actual start of hip-hop. I mean, breakdancing can be traced back about 11 years earlier than that historic back-to-school jam. In 1962, when James Brown did his Live at the Apollo concert, his style of dancing with the good foot, and he could slide across the stage by moving his foot, just one foot, with his other leg in the air. And man, it's such an impressive dance move. And that was called the good foot, and that led into breakdancing, which led into the breaks when Kool Herc realized people like to dance to that little drum solo, which led to Grandmaster Flash going, well, maybe we can make that drum break extended and be on time, which led to the creation of samplers and drum machines, and the culture just exploded. But was rap music around before this? I did an earlier episode of the show where I tried to trace back the first rap record, and you will be amazed how far back in history it went. It was not 1972, and it wasn't even 1962. And we'll play that one a little bit later today. So make sure you keep it locked, because we have 24 hours of programming dedicated to hip hop as we celebrate hip hop's birthday today on 94.9 Radio Western. And make sure you check the segments at the archive, radiowestern.com. hiphop.ca. I have problems with hip-hop having an official birthday. I was originally against it, but then DJ Hollywood of Break North Radio on this channel said that I should be happy that we are having this moment to celebrate the culture, and that hip-hop is old enough that we have anniversaries all the time. It's the 20th anniversary of this, the 15th anniversary of this, and marking albums. That hip-hop's not a fad, that people recognize that it is here, that it's an important cultural force, and that's something we can celebrate. So arbitrarily picking a day, August 11th, 1973, it's a good day. That was a good event. As far as I'm concerned, it's not the birth of hip-hop culture, but I'm going to celebrate it with you today anyway. Happy birthday, hip-hop. One of the things I like about hip-hop culture is the ability to spread knowledge through a rhyme. Like, rappers can school us on all sorts of things. We can get history lessons. We can be hip to political issues. And it's really interesting to see what MCs can do with a beat and a rhyme. Knowledge truly is power. And I want to play the song by Akela right now because it gets into some of the history, some of the beliefs I have about music and creative forces being eternal and maybe not related to a specific moment in time. This is Akela. The track is called Knowledge and Power. My name is Chase March, and you are listening to Know Your History, episode 78, part of Word Up 2018, as we celebrate hip-hop's birthday all day long, right here on Radio Western. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. This is Akela. Knowledge is power.
We claim we're loving this hip-hop. Are we ready to understand it in this fullest cultural sense? Beyond this useless branding, beyond the stories that keep feeding us the common myth. People started rapping in the 70s, what a bunch of issues. Done with the talk, loving New York for impact on my heart. But let's not pretend there was no foundation to this art, because KRS-One and Bam would be the first ones to say birth of hip-hop runs far deeper within our veins. Before Cool Herc came to New York pumping 100 watts, before the Watts prophets, last poets and Gil Scott, before there was jazz, before there was blues, before there was Cab Calloway, before the whips and ships and all the tragedy, before we're stripped of knowledge of a cultural anatomy. You could be a part for generations, you're still family. Before there were slaves, off the issue about slave music, they must have had a cultural base to even produce it. The schools of Timbuktu, they already knew the cycles of the planet and the motions of the moon. 150 years before Galileo, check it, a medieval Benin's in the Guinness Book of Records, and all of them cultures there, they had a griot speaker, a storyteller, musician, poet and history keeper, who had to memorize a couple thousand oral epics. The tradition still exists today, but it could get neglected, and hip hop needs to be understood in this fullest context, not a product of the hood. Cause Miles Davis was rich and still played with the same feeling. It's that cultural memory. Go and ask Stevie Ella Fitzgerald, Scatton's basically rapping. When you know we lost our languages, you know what has happened. So when you hear somebody rapping, the base of it is African. That ain't about excluding no one, it's just accurate.
Knowledge is power. Don't let them tell you about yourself, never, that's your wealth. Knowledge is power. If you don't feed your mind, how can it live in health? Knowledge is power. Don't let them tell you about yourself, never, that's your wealth. Knowledge is power.
Look around, hip-hop's become this global voice, but we must understand its roots so we can have a choice. How we should use it, what we should do with, how to teach our students. Cause Viacom is not our cultural institution, but it will use this culture for its prostitution and our destruction. Anything but a solution, but ghetto dilemmas as bad as it's ever been. People are dead, just ain't remembering roots of the rhythm and bass. Jambi's fingers as good as the past to assemble it. Hannah is writing, we think the pencil is, people are sacred. We think the temple is, if I'm uncomfortable, you shouldn't mention it. I'm superior, so what your sentences? Don't disturb my privilege, pensioners living off ignorance of all the members of every one of all the people we severed off. Never one of all the people we're never soft. Any gun or the battle, we sell it off. Any sum of all the cheddar we level off. Culture with suicide is a necessity to get you to worship celebrity. Cause people with the strong sense of themselves can state that we'll never be.
Knowledge is power. Don't let them tell you about yourself, never, that's your wealth. Knowledge is power. If you don't feed your mind, how can it live in health? Knowledge is power. Don't let them tell you about yourself, never, that's your wealth. Knowledge is power.
When they say that knowledge ain't for you and your people, they're trying to keep you less than equal. Cause deep down in themselves, that's how they really see you less. Based on status or the places you was raised in, or the shape of your faces, degrees or bank statements. So we gotta reject whatever they said. They're never benevolent yet. Yep, you sit at a desk collecting a check. No need to ever respect. Mess coupled by death, triple by theft. Look at the rest and the rest. Transfer knowledge, transferring power. Now tell me what is left. Bliss, no, ignorance ain't. It's just a sedative, numb in the pain. Only the clever shit should ever change. Our development towards the aim. No, bro, push off the chain. Training the muscle is training the brain. It is the same pleasure, push through the pain. Once you are strong, you are never the same. Man, you swagger the way that you stand up, the way that you work with your words as a rapper. I seen a killer convert from a trapper to working with you, them and telling them man up. I am not telling you ever get bad up, but if we're to fight, then we must keep our jab up. Come on, my people, stand up.
Knowledge is power. Don't let them tell you about yourself, never dash your wealth. Knowledge is power. If you don't feed your mind, how can it live in health? Knowledge is power. Don't let them tell you about yourself, never dash your wealth. Knowledge is power.
That was Akela, Knowledge is Power, and I couldn't find a better track to close out episode 78 of Know Your History. It's August 11th, and it's hip-hop's birthday. We're going to celebrate that every year because hip-hop is an important cultural landmark in society, and it's worth celebrating. That's why we're doing it for 24 hours with Radio Western all day today, and hopefully this will become a yearly tradition. My name is Chase March, and you can look forward to three more episodes spread out throughout the day today as we dive deep into hip-hop music and culture. Thanks for listening, y'all, and I'm reminding you that you better know your history.
And if you don't know your history, I know you're fake.